promise made by supporters of medical cannabis is that it'll help curb the state's epidemic of pain pills. The idea is that marijuana could be a less addictive substitute for opioids. There is some research to back this theory up, but not nearly enough for skeptics. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
Melody Cashin rattles off the list of drugs that she once needed just to function.
Lyrica, gabapentin, methadone, oxycodone, and Valium, and a few others, but those were the everyday ones.
The drugs stem the pain from a genetic nerve disorder, a disease the 44-year-old woman has struggled with since childhood. They allowed her to have something resembling a normal life, but she says she was often in a zombie-like state. And that was better than the alternative.
If I missed a dose, I would get sick. If I tried to stop, I would get sick. I'd end up in the hospital several times.
The withdrawal symptoms were causing her to vomit and get dehydrated. Cashin says that all ended when she began to smoke marijuana regularly a couple of years ago, one toke every 2 hours. There's been a cost. The Marshall County woman now faces trial for marijuana possession and driving with a revoked license. But she says the legal risks have been worth it. Since she started using cannabis, Cashin says she's gradually weaned herself off painkillers. She claims it's been 10 months since she took opioids, 3 months since she took any prescription drug at all.
I know that I can function a whole lot better than when I was on all the prescription meds. And I know that anybody that knows me will say that, whether they're for or against medical cannabis, can't deny that.
Increasingly, supporters of medical cannabis are pointing to stories from people like Cashin as proof that many conditions can be managed better with marijuana than pharmaceuticals. And there's a 2014 paper published in JAMA Internal Medicine that backs them up. Researchers found that states that adopted medical cannabis in the late 90s and 2000s saw fewer overdose deaths than projected. Since then, the epidemic of prescription drug abuse has only worsened, says Republican State Representative Jeremy Faison. So it's time for conservative states like Tennessee to act.
I'm realizing that we've been lied to. I've met thousands of Americans and thousands of Tennesseans who are well, who are doing good, who are benefiting, who are not hooked on a pill.
Faison has been pushing legislation that would legalize medical cannabis for a host of conditions, diseases such as cancer and hepatitis C, chronic conditions, including nausea, seizures, and severe pain, and some mental illnesses, such as schizophrenia and post-traumatic stress disorder. Faison's legislation would allow marijuana to be vaporized but not smoked. He represents a rural district in East Tennessee.
We have people in Jefferson County, in Cobb County, and Greene County. All of my counties have reached out to me and said, Jeremy, either A, I'm illegally using right now, or B, I would love to get off all these prescriptions. I would love the opportunity to try something that's natural, that's a botanical that God gave us and put on this planet.
Opposition has mainly come from doctors. Most agree cannabis can kill pain, but they argue that pills, including those that contain the active ingredient in marijuana, are a safer method. David Reagan, the Tennessee Department of Health's chief medical officer, says far too little is known about cannabis's potency and side effects.
In order to understand the dose that would be needed and the types of patients that would be likely to benefit, that one would need to have substantially more information for the majority of conditions listed in this bill.
It's really unthinkable that we don't have the research to help guide the policy.
Chinazo Cunningham is a physician at the Albert Einstein College of Medicine in New York City. She co-authored the paper that suggested medical cannabis can curb opioid deaths. She says federal restrictions on marijuana research have limited scientists. They've been able to study only big picture questions. But New York's recently enacted medical cannabis law, which is similar to the proposal in Tennessee, has opened the door to answering questions about how marijuana works on individual patients. Cunningham and her colleagues have just launched a 5-year study. They want to know whether dependence on painkillers goes down once patients start using cannabis.
As a physician, this is what we tend to see, is that people who use marijuana report having better pain control and having to use their opioids less.
Meanwhile, in Tennessee, Cashin still faces possible jail time. She's due back in court this week.
It's really sad that I can go and get the strongest opiates and pharmaceuticals that they make, but a plant that's never killed anybody, they want to put me in jail over.
Cashin hopes to convince a jury to let her use cannabis, regardless of the law. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.